As Jesus entered Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, while the crowds outside the city sang Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest, the people inside the city had a very different reaction. St. Matthew tells us that the whole city was shaken. The King James, the Revised Standard Version, and the Douay Rheims Bibles all translate this passage as the whole city was moved. The Jerusalem Bible says the whole city was in turmoil. The New American Bible that I had growing up says the whole city was stirred to its depths. Our liturgical translation says the whole city was shaken. In this passage, chapter 21, verse 10, St. Matthew uses the Greek word for earthquake. When the Magi arrived in Jerusalem and were asking about the newborn king of the Jews, St. Matthew says that the whole city of Jerusalem was troubled. Now, 33 years later, as Jesus himself enters the city, the people of Jerusalem are quaking. At the Last Supper, Jesus tells the apostles, "This night, all of you will have your faith in me shaken." Immediately after Jesus died, St. Matthew says, "The earth quaked." And on Holy Saturday night, we will hear that as the first day of the week was dawning, there was a great earthquake. That's a lot of moving and shaking going around this week. We know that an earthquake is caused by movements deep below the earth's crust. And when the plates move deep down, shaking results on the surface. This Holy Week in Jerusalem, our Lord is really going to shake things up. He will give us his very own body and blood as an eternal covenant to be with us always. He will suffer intensely and lay down his life for us on the cross. And 3 days later, he will rise from the dead, destroying our death and restoring our life. How will we react to our Lord's sacrifice of love this week? Will we shrug our shoulders and say, it doesn't really move me one way or another. It's really not going to change me at all. Or will his death and resurrection shake us up on the inside, deep down, in the very depth of our soul? Oh, it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. After an earthquake, nothing is ever the same again.